Well, Coach, as we get ready for Big Ten play, let's look back. A non-conference schedule that included night after night of close matches and almost and everything else. How do you feel about the team as you get ready for conference play?
Yeah, we like our group. You know, the results don't speak to where we think we are. And you know, the most important thing for us is that you know, the past doesn't define us, the results don't define us. What defines us is the progress that we're making towards who we want to be. And you know, this group has there's different pieces that that are squared away, and we've just got to continue to grow and head into Big Ten play, ready to make a run. And you know, today opens the first chapter of a new season, and I know the staff is excited about it. The players that we've seen already today are excited about it, and you know, we're not hanging our heads. We're eyes forward, and let's do this.
As you went through the non-conference, you got a couple. You got a big win, and then also a couple of draws that will help, as you say, if you can get things rolling in the right direction in Big Ten play. That down the road can help you.
Yeah, and you know, there's a quote that says, you know, struggle is necessary as you chase excellence. And you know, we've certainly had our share of adversity here in the non-conference portion of the season. And you know, you're constantly looking at, you know, where can you find a program that's been through it and that's come out the other side. And you know, you look to other sports, and you know, you look at the example of Virginia basketball, you know, who last year, you know, the season before, the first number one seed in the history to go down in that opening round. And you know, he talks, Coach Bennett talks about that being the catalyst that drove them to the success that they had to culminate in a national championship this past spring. And so, you know, from our standpoint, again, it's this non-conference portion of the season. Results didn't go the way that we wanted them to, or hoped them to, or how we would have chosen them to, but you can't do anything about that now. What you can do is, you know, take the resilience that you're building through, you know, through those experiences, and use those to propel you as you move forward. Because right now, let's face it, nobody on the outside looking in expects a whole heck of a lot from us at this point. So pressure's off us.
Maryland and Rutgers this weekend. What do you see from those two? And it's away from home. Obviously, you love to play at home, but is there some benefit too to just getting away and trying to track down a couple of road wins?
Well, we've been away a lot, so you know, Rutgers is who's up first, and you know, they're undefeated and they've only conceded two goals this entire season. So you know, with what we're looking at, we're, you know, we feel like we have a really good game plan going into it, and so you know, we've been able to play up to those kind of games. You know, we had a very strong showing against Virginia from a defensive standpoint. You know, we've scored goals against Ole Miss. You know, we came back and tied a game against a really strong Arkansas team that went on to beat Carolina. And so, you know, we like you said, you know, we're right there. It's just there's one piece that we've got to key in on, and we've got to score some goals. And Rutgers is going to be a really good test to us as we're opening Big Ten play. And then, you know, Maryland's gotten some results as well, and you know, they are undefeated on their home field to this point. So, you know, everything. When it's Big Ten, it doesn't matter if it's at home or away. They're all tough. And, you know, again, we believe in the group that we have. We believe that we have what it takes to turn the corner and to have a really strong showing in Big Ten play. And now we've just got to get out and get the work done.